you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading two verses today, Proverbs 17:22, followed by Psalm 2:4. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. In Psalm 2:4, God who sits in heaven laughs. Psalm 2:4. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021. Now, do you wonder why I shared those two verses today? Any idea?
I want to know because I like them.
Rob?
No, I think you're going to say something funny, though.
Well, I'm going to share with you an individual that I recently got to know. In fact, I'll tell you a little story. The other day, Karen said, I'm busy typing up the Ragman story. And I'm like, what? Oh. She goes, well, a listener called in, and he wondered if I could type up the whole story. And I'm like, oh, okay. And you know, Karen, above and beyond the call of duty.
Always.
I don't know how long it took her, because she had to listen to it, type, rewind, type, listen to it.
Okay, I just have to stop your story right here.
Sure.
This is something about Karen. She would have done that whole thing, and you'd have never known it, and she'd have sent it off because she just does her job, and she just does it behind the scenes, and she's so great about that.
Yep.
But you happened to call, and she was busy doing that.
Yep.
Okay,
that,
carry on.
That's Karen, 110% customer service.
You bet.
Well, anyways, on Saturday, I called this individual up. Something struck me that I needed to call him. Well, you're going to hear some of the recorded conversation, because I finally encouraged him. I said, Leon, come on, do a radio spot with me.
Fun.
Oh, I've never done anything like that before. Oh, you'll be fine. And so I just started recording, and you'll hear some of his laughter, some of our conversation. And then I actually broke it into five little segments. So this will just be about 5 minutes, you're going to hear from Leon Grissom. He lives in Kansas, Illinois, so that's a little bit between like Charleston and Paris, Illinois, kind of in the middle of those two, kind of what we would say would have been southeast of us here in Urbana. But you're going to hear it. You're going to hear him laugh. You're going to hear the very beginning, because I'm trying to coax him. Come on, tell me a little about yourself. Come on, you can do a radio spot. He's kind of a little reluctant, but I persuaded him to. Then you'll hear him make some references. He's a farmer. He's a clod buster.
Well, let's listen.
You'll hear that. And then he does a little shout-out about you, Marianne. He loves your voice and your laugh. And then
now I'm dead silent.
You'll hear us talking about the Ragman story. So I may stop it, but here's how it all began. We were talking, and then I started recording. So you'll hear my exchange with Leon Grissom. So here's what you can do. We'll work this together.
Excuse me for laughing, but...
Okay, so
that
was him starting. I was trying to get him to do a radio spot, and he's like, he doesn't usually do something like that. He never has. And so then we start talking some more.
Well, I never did have the privilege of doing anything like that, but I'm telling you, you're quite a gentleman even to call back to an old cloud buster like me.
How many years young are you?
Well, I'm 85 years old.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, here's another segment.
Hi, this is Leon Grissom from Kansas, Illinois. Most people around here call me Red because I used to have red hair, and now it's all white. I like to listen to this station, the night music, Unshackled and Night Sounds. I appreciate Mark and friends. Yes, I've got it on almost all time, all day and all night. I'm 85 years young, and it's the first time anybody called me to be on the radio. It's quite a thrill to be involved. Oh, mercy. Well, it's all good. I can't separate one from the other.
He liked all the programs.
There's a good program that comes on about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I try to listen to that.
Okay, here's another one where he's laughing and sharing some more things. Didn't have a great
well,
laugh.
You're quite nice and kind. I'll tell you what, this has been quite a blessing just to hear somebody call with your prestige. I'm a farmer at heart, really, and live by myself. So I got to run the house so I can do what I want to. I pray quite often. I read the Bible. And I'm not the teacher. I'm not the substitute. But I'm a substitute in a substitute. Yeah. Meaning if the other two's not there, I teach the class.
Isn't he classic?
Yeah. He's
got a great laugh.
Love that laugh.
Somebody better pinch me. I don't believe what I'm hearing. You know, they say laughter is good medicine for the soul.
Yeah, it's in Proverbs. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And that's what we let off with. And here's where we talk about the Ragman story.
You take care. My office manager's typing up the Ragman story for you, so she'll get that out to you soon, I think.
Well, is there a charge on that?
No, our gift to you. Thanks for listening, so it's our gift.
Well, I called up there maybe 2 years ago to tell about the Pledge of Allegiance, and I've got that hidden away.
Sure.
And I'm going to put this other away, and my intentions, it was so good. I'm going to ask people if they would like to have a copy and then maybe make some copies down there who's got a copy machine to kind of spread it around in the neighborhood and other churches.
Sure, sure.
Where did that story come from?
Actually, Herb created that himself. So
he
put it together and just tells it in the prisons.
Well, that's a remarkable story.
Yeah, he's a good friend. I call him Herb the Radio Servant because he served the ministry for many, many years.
Yeah, you know that early show there in 732, it varied from all week long with scripture and individuals talking the stories and talk about I can't think of a good word to say, but they talk about it for about 30 minutes. And there's another lady on there who comes on about once or twice, maybe three times a week. She's got quite a laugh.
Yeah, that's Mary Ann. Monday I do Memorization Monday, so this Monday we'll have a new scripture verse. Then Testimony Tuesday on Tuesdays, and then the Prime Life Times in Review. I have Mary Ann read stories on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Then Joey's on Thursday, and Pastor Jason, he's back on Fridays with me.
Well, you don't know how much I enjoy that program.
Oh, I'm glad. You're an encouragement to me.
Well, if I encourage somebody, I feel like I've done my job.
Yep, you're doing it. So God bless you, and have a good Sabbath day tomorrow, and stay safe.
Yeah, well, thank you so kindly for even thinking about me.
Sure. Nope, we appreciate you. You take care.
All right, many thanks to you again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so was this past Saturday. I called him up, Leon Grissom from Kansas, Illinois, an 85-year-old listener with a great sense of humor. And he said the Ragman story really teared him up, and he wanted it. And so Karen's typed it up, and we'll be sending it to him. And then he wants to make copies and hand them out to people. But he belongs to a very small church out in the country and loving the Lord, loving to tune in, and just was a great encouragement.
We love you, Leon.
Thanks for tuning in,
thanks,
Leon.
Thanks so much, Leon.
Yeah, so that
Rob
was...
and I were just cracking up. What a phenomenal sense of humor and laugh.
Oh, yeah. He laughed, and we laughed a lot over the phone.
That's great
to have these listeners, and hopefully I'll be able to tape some of you that have a little faith journey story or what you appreciate about the radio ministry or how God uses it in your life. So, yeah.
Thanks, Mark. That was great.
Yeah.
So, Rob... It is Rob's time to read this month, and that's always a treat. So I think you have something special in store.
Well, I'm hoping to get to read two things on this session. The first one is, really, it's a love poem to my wife, Mary. A lot of our listeners know Mary, so I will give a shout out to you, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. It's called Our Love. If you have this month's Prime Life Times, it's on page A11. Our love is like that little lamp that stands there in our room. It isn't fancy, but its light dispels the evening gloom. Our love is simple, pure, and true, and like that little lamp, it shines around on all to see that it has left its stamp. Lamplight, love light, sweet as dawn, and to my fond delight, it lifts me up and brightens all and makes the wrong things right. It rights those wrongs and fills our souls, brings courage from despair. And everyone who sees that light knows we're a loving pair. A lampshade doesn't hide the light, shaded though it be. And though our love is personal, others clearly see that we're in love and plan to stay in love till death us parts. Let's share that love light as we may in other people's hearts.
Oh, Rob.
Rob's in love with Mary. Rob's in love with Mary.
Oh, okay, this is a great poem. It's well written.
Thank you.
The atmosphere, and it evokes such, it's gorgeous. Our love is like the little lamp that stands there in our room. I love this, Rob. Thanks for writing it and sharing it, sharing a little piece of your love from Mary with all of us.
Rob Seenberg is our copy editor, and he's been faithfully serving these three and a half years.
Because
we have 3.5 years worth of Prime Life Times. We're working on March right now.
Yeah, so if you get discouraged, folks, because of your advancing age, remember that Moses started his real ministry at 80 years old.
Yeah.
And so
that's kind of scary.
I won't even be 76 until May. Good grief.
Oh, you're just getting going here.
Just a kid, yeah.
I know it.
So
give us a monthly countdown so as we get closer to May.
It's going to happen. It's coming.
Yeah. So the other thing I'd like to read is a story that honors my parents, who are really remarkable folks. It's on A7, and it's part of the Rural Memories series. It's called Things Hoped For. And I played around with this title and had about 10 different titles. And
I like that one.
This is the one I ended up with.
And there's a great photo of your dad and buddy.
There is indeed. There is indeed. Yep. This is a quote. All hoped for things will come to you who have the strength to watch and wait. Lady Mary Montgomery Curry, 1843 to 1905. We often hear that abbreviated, but many quotations are misquoted. So
I love that.
I research it.
Good.
I was blessed with extraordinary parents. It wasn't just how much they knew about so many things. They also attracted people, animals, and things. Really. A friend had volunteered.
Now that should be really, because the really was almost like a question mark, but you emphatically have an exclamation. Really?
They did. All right. Let's go. Let's read about it.
A friend had volunteered to help my wife, kids, and me move from town to a little farm we were buying. Dad made the 4-hour drive south from his farm to help us move. I teamed Dad and my friend Gerald together so they could load and unload as a team. Besides, I figured they'd enjoy each other's company. They did. After Dad had returned home, my friend came over to visit. We often gardened and cut firewood together, and we sometimes shared equipment. He stuttered and stumbled for words, totally out of character. He finally said, I don't know how to explain this, but I just fell in love with your dad.
Oh, jeez.
Dad was already in his late 60s, and my friend was about half his age. A lot of people fell in love with my dad, whose boyhood nickname was Smiley. When my cousin's new husband came to meet the extended family, he somewhat nervously awaited the uncles, aunts, and cousins in his new in-laws' living room. As he would later recount, he'd heard so much about my dad that he couldn't wait to meet him. He said, an older gentleman with a 100-watt smile walked in, came over, and shook my hand. I knew right away which uncle he was. That was Dad. I see you're not convinced. Okay, my parents were driving down a back road, headed home from a shopping trip for new work shoes. Dad glued patches on his shoes, and the ones he was wearing sported patches on patches. Mother put her foot down, so to speak, and declared that he must have new shoes. But they hadn't found any. Suddenly, right in the middle of the road was a pair of work shoes tied together by the laces, sitting side by side as if placed there. My parents, being frugal country folk, stopped. Dad got out and brought the shoes back to the car, saying, these look like pretty good shoes. Mother examined them with interest. Red Wings. She said, made in Minnesota. Dad said something like, oh? Mother continued, your size. They're brand new. Well, how can you tell? Dad asked. They still have the packing paper in them, she replied, and the price tag is stuffed into the right shoe, and the laces aren't threaded through the holes. But Dad would have to wait to try them on. They got home, parked the car, got out, and heard an awful sound, a bit like a semi's air horn. On the ridgeline of their house perched a pair of peafowl. The peacock was singing his heart out, competing in volume with the skirling of bagpipes.
Oh, gosh. I'm still trying to figure out a pair of peafowl. Okay. Yeah. The peacock.
A peacock and a peahen.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
They took a picture for proof, almost certainly for skeptics like you, then manned and womaned the phone.
Oh, I like that.
Despite calls to neighbors near and far, they never located the owner of the shoes or the peafowl. And I should say at this point that my brother figured it out years after my parents had died where those peafowl came from.
Oh, that's funny.
Dad, still wearing his old patched shoes, headed out to pick sweet corn for supper. A little way down the row stood a scared-looking Australian blue heeler. Dad squatted down and called to her. She approached shyly. Don't be scared, buddy, he said. Everything's okay. She approached hesitantly and let him pet her. Dad wanted to keep her, but Mother resisted, so off went the dog to visit the local animal shelter. A month later, Dad got a call. I just wanted you to know we can keep that dog only another week, and then, well, you know. Dad hadn't known of such a possibility for the dog that had found him. They were between dogs, and he really wanted her. He asked Mother one more time. This time she said, well, if God sends a dog, who am I to stand in the way? So Buddy came to live on the farm for the rest of her life. Dad and his new Buddy were inseparable. She walked with him the half mile out to the county road to get the mail, went into the feedlot with him when he fed calves, ran along next to the tractor, as farm dogs seem to enjoy doing, rode shotgun in the blue pickup, and cheerfully greeted all visitors to the farm. Buddy kept the farmyard free of varmints and even chased the deer out of the garden. In turn, Dad taught Buddy all kinds of tricks, such as leaping to catch a frisbee, jumping through a hoop, shaking hands, rolling over, and so forth. Dad and Buddy built an incredible bond. She was friendly to all of us, but she most loved and best obeyed Dad. For years, people would drive down into my parents' little valley, bring along the grandkids, with pockets full of doggy treats for Buddy, who would do almost anything to entertain a little kid. The peafowl hatched off a nice batch of little ones. Oh, by the way, the work shoes fit Dad perfectly. As they say, if the shoe fits.
Oh, jeez.
As they say, if the shoe fits, wear it. And Dad did wear those good-looking shoes for many years.
Oh, great article.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I wish so much I could have met your dad. This byline says, copyright, Rob Seidenberg. Rob grew up on that very farm where unexpected things and people often showed up. He can be contacted at rob@primelifetimes.com. Great article.
Yeah, you know, I remember so many times it was an isolated farm, and people would be driving on a back road, and it looked like the public road turned. There was no difference, really, in the quality of the township road in our lane. People would just turn and come down into our valley, and then they'd be lost.
Oh.
And they'd say, how do you get to Freeport from here, or something like that, you know? And Dad would usually kid a little bit and say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't get there from here. Listen, you can't?
Oh, that's funny.
But you had to go back the way you came because on the wrong road.
On the wrong road. Oh, that's great. The man with the 100-watt smile. That's awesome.
That was Dad.
I love it.
Wow. Great photo, page A7 of the February edition of the Prime Lifetimes, now out in over 350 area locations, so you can find a location maybe near you by stopping by primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, and then there's a little tab that says distribution, and then it's all sorted by town and by state. We have a number of locations in Indiana and many throughout Illinois.
That reminds me, thank you, Jane, for calling from Springfield about the paper and so forth and the article we read.
So I think on Thursday we'll have them tomorrow, because we're going to be heading out there, a few board members. members.
To Springfield?
Yeah, to Springfield.
Okay. She's going to pick it up at the Asian restaurant you spoke
of.
Yeah,
Jim's Family Kitchen, I think it's called.
Hi, Jane.
Yeah, so that, and we're also at the Big R's, and we're at the Little Ritz Fryer, those two restaurants in Springfield,
looking
for more locations.
Rob, thank you so much for being such a great writer. What a gift.
Yeah, the gift is from the Lord. I didn't do that.
Yes, it is. But you're the one doing it, so thank you. Thank him through you, however that works.
You're welcome.
And when you heard Leon reference the clodbuster, did you know right away what that meant?
Oh, yeah.
Being on a farm and working with the soil and all those big dirt clods that...
Yeah, and trust me, people can pick on farmers all they like, but they feed us and they feed the world.
Yeah,
American farmers feed many more people than live in this country.
And we have a lot of farmers that tune in when they're planting or harvesting. They have the radios on. I have a lot of friends that say they tune in all the time and appreciate our ministry.
I love so many things Leon said, but I love it when he said, oh, mercy, because that's an old phrase, and I use it a lot, too. When something happens on the news or something, I go, oh, mercy, mercy.
And you lit up when he goes, I got to pinch myself.
Yeah,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah, we led off with Proverbs 17:22 and Psalm 2:4. I'll close out our program with those two great verses. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. And then Psalm 2:4. God who sits in heaven laughs.
Keep your chin up.
Kind of interesting that we have a God that has emotions and has feelings. Jesus.
Well, how could we? How could he create something that had emotions? It's like, what's that scripture? Does not he who created the eye see? Does not he who created the ear hear?
That's a good one.
Yeah, even when Moses stuttered, told the Lord he stuttered, the Lord said, hey, I'm the one that made that tongue that stutters, but I made the stuttering lips, I made the blind eyes.
Aww.
You know, it's pretty astonishing.
Yeah, we serve a great God, and the fact that we can have a personal relationship with him. In fact, if you were tuned in yesterday for Testimony Tuesday, Bill Allison talked through his whole testimony and his faith journey, and then the importance of all of us sharing our faith with others and building relationships and friendships, and you know, our commonality in the love that we have for God should motivate us to love others. And so if you missed Monday or Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends, those are archived along with today's broadcast. And if you need a good laugh, tune back in and listen to the program and listen to Leon laugh. It'll get you to smile. And
I'm smiling right now.
Like you said, it'll be an encouragement that we can have for others today. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Rob Seenberg with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.